Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Interstate 95, a Sunday, and a collapse of the piece of the highway that makes it impossible to get in and out of Philadelphia collapsed without any preparation anywhere. A truck overturned. One man died. There was an explosion. I welcome Selena Zito of the Washington Examiner, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and the New York Post to help us understand Governor Shapiro's response to this and what is to be done about a moment in time that threatens the commerce of not just Philadelphia, but the East Coast. Selena, a very good day to you. Governor Shapiro was called immediately on the scene, and you've talked to the governor, and many people have talked to the governor since then. What was his thinking then? And what has he done about it? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thanks so much for having me on. So the wreck happened around 6 in the morning. A truck driver was taking the exit off and was unable to navigate the curve, and his truck fell on its side. It was filled with gasoline. It immediately caught fire and eventually burnt the road to it collapsing. The Governor Shapiro was called before even any of that happened, and immediately called his staff and held a meeting. He was nearby in Montgomery County, near his home. And within hours, he was there, and they had assembled a team to begin immediate demolition of the rest of the bridge and set up detours. Now, as to your point, this is a very busy part of I-95, and it connects the south with the north and the east or the west with the north. It really is important, not just for commuters, but also for transportation of goods and services go up and down that highway. And so, you know, Shapiro said he knew immediately that they needed to come up with a solution, but coming up with a solution wasn't evident immediately. How do you, you know, these are the kinds of roads that take months, sometimes years to build. So he met with a variety of different stakeholders, union members, chemists, and his administration. And within 2 days, they came up with a plan to put in a temporary road in place using a relatively new technology-driven cement that is made with compressed glass, and it's made nearby. And they started working on it immediately. In fact, they installed a camera at all angles so that, for transparency's sake, so that you could see that people were constantly working.
Governor Shapiro is the center of my interest because he's a young man, and he's worked his way up through the infrastructure of the Democratic Party and of the state government in Harrisburg. And we spoke of him several weeks past when Governor Shapiro worked with the Republicans and Democrats in the state legislature in Harrisburg, what you'd have to say, famous for partisan disputes, to pass a healthcare initiative and take a photograph of everybody standing around smiling and cheering, both right and left, and progressive and conservative about Governor Shapiro. That was early days. Has he continued his ambition to work together with both parties in Harrisburg and also keep the public well informed? Has that continued, or was that the first day only?
That has absolutely continued. Right now, they're going through the budget. In all honesty, he's probably his biggest obstacle in getting the budget passed may not be Republicans. It may be the hard left that are in the legislature in Harrisburg. That in a lot of these districts were gerrymandered in favor of Democrats in the last redistricting a year ago. And a lot of the people that won were people to the further left. Shapiro is pretty moderate. He's progressive, but he's not. He's also has moderate tendencies and recognizes the wisdom in working across the aisle. But you know, he's constantly working on it, but it's not easy.
It is more than 6 months since the election, which I think we need to recover was extremely partisan at the gubernatorial level, at the Senate level as well, extremely partisan, and left the state with a lot of bad aftertaste. Doug Mastriano, the state senator who ran on the Republican ticket, was confrontational, and I believe remains confrontational in Harrisburg, which is a surprise. You and I both know him from his service for the U.S. Army, and to turn into the kind of vituperative partisan was not predictable from having met the gentleman. However, also in the Senate race, Mr. Fetterman and Mr. Oz ran a contentious race because of the remarks by the former president, Donald Trump. And now that we're 6 or 7 months into Governor Shapiro's administration, is the state calming down, both east and west? What do you perceive? Because you travel the state so routinely.
I think Shapiro won so overwhelmingly that I don't see that was an immediate calm down. The Senate race was much closer. And as Fetterman's health has not improved, that has caused a lot of anxiety within both parties. I think that people didn't generally understand how challenged he was by the state of his recovery. It's still contentious because the Democrats in the House won the majority for the first time in, I don't know, 15 years, 20 years. However, they only have one seat majority. So it remains, I always say that the state representatives are the most reflective of the mood of the people. And based on how contentious it is in the state house, I would say that the state is still on a bender.
Yes. Mending. How is that too much of a metaphor? Because I want to tie it together with Interstate 95, which is mending. The news is that the temporary bridge is going to open within these next hours, this weekend. And that is a credit to Josh Shapiro, a credit to his administration, and to the workers, the union men, and the labor that they put in for this emergency. It is an emergency. Without this overpass working and functioning, the city of Philadelphia is in distress, and so is Pennsylvania, and to my knowledge, so is the East Coast of the United States. We're going to turn now to another happy story from the Keystone State, the state of my birth and the state of Selena's birth, about a brewery. I don't even know how to pronounce the name. Selena always has to remind me. But it's a great success story over six generations in Philadelphia. And breweries are much in the news these days because of the culture war. What follows is nothing whatsoever to do with culture war. It has to do with a better product. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
This heat is doing the most, and your patience isn't. It's time to find something that actually cools you off. Go big or go home at 7-Eleven with their boneless wings tossed in hot honey sauce with a spot-on sweet and spicy combo. It's available at 7-Eleven and just $5 with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores see app for full terms.